每一个女生都会拥有自己心爱的八音盒，旋转起舞然后成长。 Jasmine 口语八音盒，陪你在口语的世界舞动自己。可可的朋友大家好，欢迎来到 Jasmine 口语八音盒。每个人在日常生活中都会有喜有悲，有快乐也会有郁闷的时候。那么你到底知道多少关于郁闷在英语口语中的表达方法呢？不用着急，今天我们就来看看郁闷的一些说法吧。接下来看一些句子，有关郁闷的句子。Number one, Thank God, he has got over his melancholy. Thank God, he has got over his melancholy. 也就是说，上帝他终于过了他的低迷期了。Get over 是指克服，从什么中恢复的意思。然后 melancholy 有郁闷，郁闷的意思，很低迷，所以说 get over his melancholy 也就是说他从郁闷中恢复过来了，也就是度过了他的低迷期。 Number two, he was then depressed and in despair. He was then depressed and in despair. 他那时沮丧郁闷，情绪非常低落。 be depressed 也就是也可以表示郁闷的意思。 Number three, I was oppressed with the intense heat. I was oppressed with the intense heat. 我因酷热而感到郁闷。 be oppressed 和 be depressed 也是一样的意思，就是郁闷的意思。 intense heat 我们形容热用 intense 是强烈的、剧烈的意思，用强烈的热，也就是非常热、酷热，在夏天可以用这个词 intense heat。 Number four, I'm down in the dump and to think it's such a nice day outsideI'm down in the dump, and to think it's such a nice day outside. 真郁闷，想到外头是那样的天气。Be down in the dump, 也就是情绪非常低迷的意思。Number five, she was silent, and I guessed at this unutterable depression.She was silent, and I guessed at his unutterable depression. Depression 也就是 depress 的名词，也就是也是非常郁闷，情绪非常低迷的意思。这句话意思是说他不说话了，但我猜他有满腔说不出的郁闷。Unutterable 就是无止境的意思。Number six.Being unhappy is like an infectious disease. Being unhappy is like an infectious disease. 郁闷就像是一种传染病。Be unhappy 也就是不快乐，也可以翻译成很郁闷。这里 infectious是指传染病，传染的 infectious disease 也是传染病。Number seven, Joe has been under cloud since his daughter died. Joe has been under a cloud since his daughter died. 自从女儿去世以后，乔一直心情郁闷。Be under cloud 就是在乌云底下， 字面意思是指在乌云底下，也就是布满了阴霾，心情中布满了阴霾，所以是非常郁闷的意思。Number eight, is he annoyed by being placed last in the contest? Is he annoyed by being placed last in the contest? 在竞赛中名次最后，是否使他感到郁闷呢？在这里 be annoyed 也和 be depressed 这些也是相似的意思，也就是也是表示很郁闷的意思。好了，这八句表示郁闷的说法你学会了吗？明天就是周末了，在紧张的工作学习后，我们可以稍稍的放松下，听听音乐，看看电影，品尝下美食。现在推荐一部很休闲的影片 Eat, Pray, Love， 也就是美食、祈祷、恋爱。在片中，茱莉亚·罗伯茨给我们再现了一个平凡女人在感到困惑后勇于改变自己，在美食、旅行和心灵净化中找寻真正的自己。在这个美好周末，不妨去看一下这部影片，你会得到一些意想不到的收获。OK， 今天的节目就到这儿。我们坚信，说好英语不是难事儿 ，Practice makes perfect。这里是 Jasmine 口语八音盒，我是 Jasmine， 感谢大家收听此次节目，下期节目我们再见。